Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Prabhupada Sondracharya Bibitiskon ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. 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 All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto chapter 8 which is entitled The Lord slays the king of the demons. Text number 52. Sri Yaksha Uchu Vayam Anuchara Mukya Karma Bihi Te Manogyai Te Iha Diti Sutena Prapitaha Vaha Katvam Saha Tu Janna Paritapam Tat Kritam Janata Te Narahara Upanitaha Panchatam Panchavimsa Sri Aksha Uchu Vayam Anuchara Mukya Karma Biste Manogyes Taiha Dita Sutena Prapita Vakatvam Satu jana paritapam tatkritam janata te Narahara upanita panchatam panchavam vimsa Vayam manuchara mukya karma biste manogyes Taiha diti sutena prapita vahakatvam Satu jana paritapam tatkritam janata te Narahara upanita panchatam panchavimsa Vayam manuchara mukya karma biste manogyes Taiha diti sutena prapita vahakatvam Satu jana paritapam tatkritam janata te Narahara upanita panchatam panchavimsa Matajis. Christi Malagesi. Sriraksha, Uchu, the inhabitants of the Yaksha planet prayed. Vayam, we. Anuchara Mukya, the chief amongst your many servants. Karma Bihi, by services, te unto you, mano gyai, very pleasing, te day, iha, at the present moment, diti sutena, by Hiranyakasipu, the son of Diti. Prapitaha, forced to engage as. Vaha Katvam, the palanquin carriers. Saha, he, to, but. Janaparitapam, the miserable condition of everyone. Tatkritam, caused by him. Janata, knowing. Te, by you. Narahara, O Lord, in the form of Nisrimha. Upanitaha is put to panchatam, death. Panchavimsha, O 25th principle, the controller of the other 24 elements. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. the inhabitants of Yaksha Loka prayed, O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Yet, we engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakasipu, the son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Nisrimhadev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone. But now you have killed him, and his body is mixing with the five material elements. Please repeat. The inhabitants of Yaksha Loka prayed. O controller of the 24 elements, we are considered the best servants of your lordship because of rendering services pleasing to you. Yet we are engaged as palanquin carriers by the order of Hiranyakasipu, son of Diti. O Lord, in the form of Nisrimhadev, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone. But now you have killed him, and his body is mixing with the five material elements. purport.
The Supreme Lord is the controller of the ten senses, the five material elements, the five sense objects, the mind, intelligence, false ego, and the soul. Therefore, he is addressed as Pancha Vimsha, the 25th element. The inhabitants of the Yaksha planet are supposed to be the best of all servants. But Hiranyakasipu engaged them as palanquin carriers. The entire universe was in trouble because of Hiranyakasipu. But now that Hiranyakasipu's body was mixing with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air and sky, everyone felt relief. Upon Hiranyakasipu's death, the Yakshas were reinstated in their original service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, they felt obliged to the Lord and offered their prayers. Omaganti Miranda Shaganya Swaka Shakshuam Yenatas Mai Shikur Venama on Vismudai Krishna Bhutalesha Matisatvaribdas Swamitinamina Namam Vismudai Krishna Pristai Bhutalesha Matibhakti Vedanta Swamitinam Namaste Saraswati Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. So Hiranyakasipu had a very clear goal in mind. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to be the absolute ruler of the universe. And he didn't want to be disturbed or conquered by anyone. And this was actually known from the beginning, because Narada Muni, he knew what were his intentions, and that was expressed also in the earlier verses of this chapter. The Supreme Person within the universe, Lord Brahma, this was his thought, he was thinking like that. The Supreme Person within the universe, Lord Brahma, has gotten his exalted post by dint of severe austerities. So he wasn't reasoning. By dint of severe austerity, mystic power and trance. Consequently, after creating the universe, he has become the most worshipable demigod within it. Since I am eternal and time is eternal, I shall endeavor for such austerity, mystic power and trance for many, many births, and thus I shall occupy the same post occupied by Lord Brahma. So he didn't have a small goal in mind, yet he wanted to be the controller of the whole universe. He actually wanted the post of Lord Brahma. And then thinking, believing that nobody could remove him from that. And in the second verse, about his thoughts of what he was thinking, by dint of my severe austerities, I shall reverse the results of pious and impious activities. I shall overturn all the established practices within the world. Even Dhruva Loka will be vanquished at the end of the millennium. So what is not done, he also wanted that to be done. Therefore, what is the use of it? I shall prefer to remain in the position of Brahma. So with this goal in mind and with a lot of determination and desire, he went to Mandara Mountain, and then he stood on his toes, his arms stretched to the sky, and he was standing there for 100 celestial years. So much so that a whole anthill grew and bushes grew, and the flesh, the skin, the blood, anything besides the bones were eaten by the animals. And he kept his soul alive within the bones of that body through this austerity, through this meditation, because it was a meditation and an austerity what he did. So at first the demigods, they knew that, because they were informed by Narada Muni, but they thought anyway, so many people want to become big, so many people try to do austerities, let it be. But then later, when due to this austerity and never coming down from his toes to his ankles, you know, it required so much concentration and determination that from his head fire started to emanate, flames and smoke and more and more. And over the years, it started to affect the whole universe. Just like now we are informed once in a while that the earth is heating and the ice is melting, and so at that time also the heat was going all over the universe, and the smoke was going all over the universe, and it became very uncomfortable for the citizens of the universe, means all the inhabitants of the universe, means also the demigods, means everybody. So everybody was affected, everybody was disturbed. And then they went to see Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma came down immediately to find Hiranyakasipu. But knowing his desire, he already immediately told that, I cannot give you eternal life, but for the rest, my visit will give a certain result to you. I will fulfill your wishes. And then Hiranyakasipu started to say, what he wanted. So instead of being immortal, he described everything else so that it would for him have the same result. I cannot be killed by a human being, cannot be killed by an animal, cannot be killed by weapons, cannot be killed inside, outside, in the air, in the land. So he described everything around. So for him, he would think that would mean that he would be basically eternal. So and then Lord Brahma sprinkled some water on that on his body, and immediately his body transferred from that skeleton, which was still left, to a beautiful, strong, young man, vigorous, full of power, full of energy, looking like a golden complexion, really a beautiful young man. And at that time, Hiranyakasipu was very honored and very pleased, and he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma, and then he got the benediction of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma went, and then again his material desires took the overhand, and he started to control all the universes, sorry, all the planets in the universe. And you know, he went to Lord Indra and he told him to go somewhere else, and he occupied his palace and also in the other planet. That's why for the last 2 weeks, every day, we hear about some planet, the complaints that Hiranyakasipu, you know, they are complaining that Hiranyakasipu on the Pitriloka, they are complaining that Hiranyakasipu took all the offerings for the forefathers. In Siddhiloka, they are complaining, the inhabitants are complaining that Hiranyakasipu took all their mystic power. In Nagaloka, they are complaining that Hiranyakasipu took all their wealth, their gold, their jewelry, their wives. In, you know, the Prajapatis were not allowed to do what they are supposed to do, populating the universe. The Gandharvas were not able to sing and dance for the Lord. They were only used for Hiranyakasipu's pleasure. And today also we hear that Yakshaloka, the planet where the devotees were serving the Lord, are the best servants of the Lord, and they are also complaining that Hiranyakasipu used them for carrying the palanquin, for carrying Hiranyakasipu and the other demoniac kings. So that didn't went, obviously that didn't went well, and it was tough for all these inhabitants of the universe to go through that for quite some time, up to the time that Lord Nisimhadev interfered and came to rescue his devotee, came to rescue his pure devotee, and then he put an end on this demon. And the Lord found a way to not break anything what was given by Lord Brahma as a benediction, but at the same time to deal with the demon very squarely and clearly. And the demon was finished, basically. Now, obviously, all these inhabitants, because what have we been hearing were prayers. All these inhabitants were praying to the Lord and thanking the Lord for to interfere in this abnormal situation, in this misery what they had to go through caused by Hiranyakasipu. And so, you know, they also say here in this verse, you know how this demon gave trouble to everyone, but now you have killed him, and his body is mixing with the five material elements. And in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada goes a little bit into this 24 elements, and then they say 25 elements. So the basic elements of material nature are earth, water. Earth is the most gross, most substantial, most easy to catch also. We all have experience when we are in the mud, then the earth sticks on our feet. And then water, is also very clear element. Fire is another basic material element. And then we have the air and we have the sky. So these are the five material elements. And now the body of Hiranyakasipu is dissipating into these elements, is dissipating, is going back to the earth and to the other elements of what is called the 24 elements or the field of activities or the elements that are built up, that have built up our body. And besides these five material elements, there are these ten senses. And the ten working senses. We have our hands, our working senses, our legs, our anus is a working sense, genitals is a working sense, and our voice is a working sense. And also the eyes, and the ears, and the nose, and the skin, and the tongue. They're all these ten are the working senses. So we have the five material elements, then we have the ten senses, that makes it to 15, and then we have the objects of the senses. And like our eyes, with the eyes we can see, with the ears we can hear, with the nose we can smell, with the skin we can touch, and with the tongue we can taste. So we have now 20 elements of the field of activities that are part of this material body. So then above these 10 working senses, there is the mind. And above the mind is the intelligence. And above the intelligence is the false ego. And above the false ego is the soul. But for a conditioned soul, the false ego is higher than the intelligence. That's why sometimes, although we know that something is not good, we still do it. Because, you know, we have not conquered that false ego. False ego is stronger and pulls it through the intelligence. Although the intelligence is there, the mind is there, still the false ego brings it, makes us things do that we actually better shouldn't do. So these are the 24 elements, and the soul is there. Now, the Srila Prabhupada speaks here about the Panchavimsa, the 25th element. And the 25th element is the super soul. Because when we have the body with all these elements, they are all true. Some are very, very tangible. Some can be touched and felt and experienced. Others are more subtle. Mind is more subtle. Intelligence is more subtle. False ego is more subtle. But it is there. It is a reality. And the soul is also more subtle. But there are in total 25 elements if we also consider the super soul. And then there are interactions, you know, like desire and hatred, and happiness and distress, and consciousness and convictions. This is all, you know, interactions with the different elements. And the body is in constant change. It goes from a very young child to old age, you know. So it's there is birth, there is growth, and then the byproducts are produced, and then, you know, it vanishes. So this is a whole process of which is in a few words described here in the purport, where Srila Prabhupada mentions the 25 elements and from what the that comprises the body, and also it makes us also realize the temporary nature of the body. The body is with us for one lifetime, for a number of years, sometimes a few years, sometimes up to almost 100 years, but that's it. And then after that we let it go behind. It turns back to the five material elements. Just like what happened with Hiranyakasipu, in due course of time will happen with all of us. Our body will return towards the five material elements, and the soul will leave the body with the false ego, with the intelligence, with the mind, and we will get another suitable body according to whatever the Lord decides, according to whatever we deserve, according to whatever life we have lived and lifestyle. And so we basically, everybody gets what he deserves. There is the Lord has his system of supreme judgment, and everybody gets, even like here in this material world, sometimes you can do something nonsense and still escape if you are expert. But with the supreme judgment of the Lord, with the Lord being in our heart as the one who sees everything what we do and who sees all our motivations, just as Narada Muni was able to see the motivations of Hiranyakasipu, so, you know, the Lord can see. We can cheat many people. It's a fact. We can cheat many people for a certain amount of time, but we cannot cheat the Lord. And, you know, at the end of our lifetime, everything is considered. Everything is taken in consideration, and we get according to what, to our actions, according to how we act in this lifetime, we will reap the results. And in this way, mind, intelligence, false ego, soul, if it doesn't go back to the spiritual world, then it goes back to another suitable body, which is exactly what we deserve according to our karma and according to our actions. So I will stop here. Any comments? Questions, Mataji? I mean, it is for the conditioned soul, of course. You know, when there is false ego, means the ego is not purified. So you want to know in which verse it is mentioned? It comes from Bhagavad Gita. I would have to look it up. If you want, I can look it up and give you tomorrow morning or whatever. Okay. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai.